the ways of the Lord are right. Hosea 14, verse 9. God is righteous, and what he does is always right. When someone does wrong, that person is unrighteous, and therefore must come under the judgment of the righteous God. Right and wrong do not go together. God demands righteousness, that is, unswerving obedience to him. Martin Luther knew this. He knew that God isn't just disgusted with sin, but that he hates sin. Luther knew that he was not righteous. He tried everything to become righteous so that God would not condemn him. But the more Luther tried to save himself from his sins, the more hopeless he became. How can a sinful man become righteous before God? This was the great question with which Luther struggled, and he found the answer in God's Word. The righteousness which God demanded was not in man at all, but was to be found in Christ and his righteousness. These were the words of Scripture which brought peace to Luther and can to you and to me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Paul writes in Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The unrighteous man becomes righteous by faith, the believer taking hold of the perfect righteousness of Christ and standing uncondemned before God.